It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
SiriusXM Channel 159. Let's do this thing. As we approach week two of the National Football League. That's right, week two. But if that's not enough for you, I know Cam's got the countdown clock. He's got a Molson clock in his kitchen. He's got the countdown with the days and the hours and stuff. 24 days until they drop the puck, Cam.
What, really?
Think about that.
I know. Preseason hockey? Come on.
No. Regular season hockey. I realized last night, I look up and I'm like, you know, what's the date anyways?
You're right.
And I'm like, dear God. It just sort of randomly hit me. I'm like, dear God, I think the NHL starts like soon type thing. Because I saw the Vancouver Canucks camp is open, bro.
Yep.
Canucks are skating. And I'm like, we're going to be playing hockey. Like, remember the other day when we brought up, hey, you guys ready for some college basketball talk? And we're like, no, we're not.
No, not now.
No. We're not even a week two of the NFL. Get your hockey futures ready, Cam. 3.5 weeks, buddy. They're dropping the puck for real. Regular season starts.
I like hockey.
Doesn't it
much
feel like it was
guy.
2 weeks ago
we
when it stopped?
No, it just stopped.
No. What are you talking about?
You've just answered the question. We can't start this early. It's just no. No, it can't. Like, can't. It has to end earlier. It has to start later and earlier, and I know.
Remember before our idea was like, they got to start in September. This is ridiculous. So now,
yeah,
you're right. We need to, you know, we need to regroup at the Red Lobster with Gary and Bill Daly and everybody. We need to sit down and redo the entire, we need to rethink everything. All right, listen, we're too late, but we're too early. You know what I'm saying? Like, we got to figure some things out here. Like, I've said this before. I said this when I was on the air in Montreal. People got, like, livid. I used to get calls in July about the Canadians. I said, I don't take hockey calls in the summer. I'm sorry. I just don't do it.
In Montreal, that's not a good thing to do.
All right. So I was thinking if we put a package together, we might be able to get Sidney Crosby. I was like, no, we can't. We won't. And, no, I'm not talking about this. So, I believe hockey should be played, what? We can't wait till December. That's a little much.
No.
November. Like,
yes.
Late Halloween. Like, late October. Like, the whole thing.
And
whatever,
when does it end?
You said.
When did it end this year? What was the final
July?
Day? Was,
July.
Yeah, that can't happen.
June,
no.
June 20, yeah.
Late May? June?
I was getting about a future, Cam, and I'm thinking about that because I'm like, man, I like these futures. Then I realized, I'm like, dear God, when do I get paid for this? Like, next summer?
Yeah, that's
tough. When do I get paid? Yeah, Cam, I grew up watching the Canadians win Stanley Cups. Look at the pictures. Guy Lafleur hoist Stanley Cup on May 15th at the parade. May 22nd, Steve Schott scores winning goal in the final. It didn't get into June. And then somehow we spilt into like July-ish, bro.
No, it's out of control.
Like,
I'm
you
with
know
you.
What I'm saying?
It needs it. May's good. Like, that's right. Like April, May, June.
May,
when the
May's the cutoff.
I agree. And it has to end by May 3rd. If we slip into June, we got a problem. I'm with you, though. Like, I don't understand how things continually just keep on getting later and later and later. And a lot of these places are hot, man. That ice, it's melting.
How long till the Super Bowl's in March?
Not long.
Shout out to our AM radio affiliates. I am Gabriel Moretti. We're kicking it with the Raging Redhead. Cam Stewart, we've got Donnie Wrightside ready to step up and in as Donnie's counting down the days right now. Monday night football, the Philadelphia Eagles host the Minnesota Vikings. The winner of this football game is going to be 2-0. So the Seattle Seahawks not only covered a point spread, but they win the game outright last
night.
What a win. As we talked about on this program before the game started, we thought they were going to be in it, Cam. And I got to tell you, any Buffalo Bill fan that's been around for a little while is not surprised by what happened. Anybody that tunes into my shows, Cam, all summer long, anytime anybody brought up how much they like the Broncos, I would tell them, oh, by the way, Nate Hackett should never have been hired. You know? No. I told them. I said it before the game yesterday, Cam. I'd like to find a quote. What did I say? This is the first time Nate Hackett will ever be making decisions, and he should never have been hired in the first place, and he's going to make mistakes. Dude, they want to run his ass out of town after one game.
Damn right. It was ridiculous.
He's terrible.
Honest to God.
He's terrible.
Like, here's the thing. And I know people are saying, oh, yeah, kick the – no, you can't put a kicker in a position to make a 64-yard kick on the road. Your percentage rate is like what? It's like literally under 4%. What is this guy?
4%.
4%. That's our number. Yeah. Okay.
It like, is. It is literally. That, that's the number. 4%.
Yes, it is. And I was watching that going. I know McManus has a huge leg, but that's just stupid. It's a road game, and to your point on Twitter too, you're paying Russell Wilson all this money. He can't convert a 4th and 5. Anyway, good news for Seattle. That was an absolute train wreck by Denver at the end of the game, and way to show your pony in the first week of the season. You're leaving him there in the stable instead of bringing him out. Very bad.
Riley Herbst from 2311 Racing here, and you know what grinds my gears? Waiting for coffee. But instead of counting frappes and lattes, I fire up Chumba Casino. No apps, no fuss, just fun social casino games to pass the time. By the time my coffee's ready,
order for Riley.
I've already taken a few victory laps. Next time you're stuck waiting, make it entertaining. Play for free at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Bad look for Denver. Very bad look.
All right, the last 42 times that a 64-yard field goal has been attempted in the NFL, it's been successful twice.
That's pretty good.
He's a real offensive analytics guru. Yeah, you're a real genius numbers guy, huh? Like, seriously. For the record, last year teams went for it on 4th and 5 45 times. They were successful 22 of the 45 times. Not to mention, why were you in 4th and 5 in the first place? Why weren't you thinking ahead? You had 3 timeouts as well. You're a moron.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Right, let's do this thing. Game Time Decisions continues. I am Gabriel Morenci. Seattle Seahawks get it done last night. We're rolling along here. Let's bring in Donnie Wrightside in the house, kicking it with us. Football's back, Donnie. How you doing?
It's so good. Like, content is so easy now, boys, isn't it? Like, every day, there's almost too much to get to every show. I love it. Fantastic time of the year.
Yeah, I've been raging a lot since football season's back on late night anger management class, to be honest. Yep. A lot of rage.
Yep.
A lot of rage going on. But last night, quite frankly, I did a lot of mocking, but hey, we were on Seattle last night. So we cashed that ticket, and the theme continues, guys. I don't like betting things blindly, but I'll tell you what. Remember I brought it up last night, Cam, 39-19-1 against the spread. I tweeted you, Donnie, actually, the stat.
Yeah,
remember earlier today?
Yeah.
I said, Monday night, home dogs, week 1, absolute murder, killer. Now 40-19-1 against the spread historically, Donnie, since Monday night football started.
Yeah, and it's a reason why I don't bet sides or team totals until week 3, because I told everybody, Gabe and Cam, all the way through, man, that -4.5, 5.5, 6.5, it doesn't matter what you take it at. It's going to be a blowout on Monday night. Little did I know, it's still week 1. Anything can happen, and there you go.
You know what, though, Donnie? I disagree. I had, like, one of the best weeks of my life. I love early season gambling. I don't know what it is. It just gets worse for me as it goes on. Right, Renzi? Like, preseason. Like, we're good out of the gate.
Put it this way, Donnie.
We get out.
Our team went 5-0 in the Super Contest this week.
Oh, millionaires ready.
And I'm on another team, and we went 4-1.
Yeah.
So there it's you like go. A combined, yeah, we're right there.
End it.
But I've always been a good early season, everything better. But let me ask you, Donnie and Cam, I'll throw it to you first, Donnie, on this, because it's a good point. Yeah. So you say you wait for all this, and other people do as well. But without being stated, I find week two is tricky. Because, all right, you'll feel like an idiot either way. You're like, man, how the hell did I lay 8.5 points with the Niners when I just saw them suck against the Bears? Or it's like, man, how do you not take Seattle plus 8.5? We just saw them play. Look at the way they're playing. Look how bad this team is. This is the overreaction, underreaction, real tough test, isn't it, Donnie? What to believe? What did you see in week one that carries over into week two? It's a tough question, isn't it?
It's why we call it overreaction week after week one. In any sport, any week, week two of the NFL, by far the hardest one to get a grip on. I completely agree, Gabe.
It's tough, Cam.
Right.
Like, I like the Seahawks plus 8.5. I stand by it.
Uh-huh.
I think they can keep this thing rolling.
I got to tell you, Marenzi, I'm torn on that game, but like one of the ones, like I know I'm like, oh, I got to take the Bears. I'm like, the Packers are going to beat them by like 30. This, like, they're just going to pound the living crap.
Yeah, the Bears, I think, the Bears got lucky.
Yes. It's a monsoon, whatever. Like, I don't know what, like, big favorites, but that's the thing. It is overreaction week, and a lot of those teams that lost, you're looking at those big numbers and trying to make a case for the dog. I'm very careful with my underdogs this week. I'm not just going to, like, go, oh, yeah, give me the extra points. No, a lot of these teams that let you down, they'll come back and there's going to be a lot of blowouts this week, I think.
All right, so let's get to Thursday night's game. Donnie, what's your early impression of the Chargers? For the record, I fully thought that the Raiders – I didn't think the Raiders were the stone cold lock of the century, but – and for the record, they only lost by 5, and we were getting 3.5, so they were right there. But with that being stated, I did like the Raiders in week one. But if you look at this rivalry between the Chargers and the Chiefs, all right, and another thing is, too – the Chargers are battle-tested. They just played in front of Raider Nation. That was a Raider home game. Like, I don't know if you saw it. Like, trust me, I was there. Not at the game, but I was there, like, leading up to it and stuff. It's a Raider game, all right? And the Raiders are pretty good. Meanwhile, let's be real, as far as Kansas City. Kansas City had a walk in the park with Arizona. But the Chargers are 3-0-1 against the spread their last four trips to Arrowhead. The road team is 16-5-1 in the last 22 games in this series. If you're thinking, well, who cares about what's happened in the past? Well, the last five games against Mahomes, the Chargers are 3-1-1 ATS, Donnie. This is the one team that really has matched up well with Kansas City because Herbert and these guys, they're not, they can trade points with you, but Keenan Allen's hurt already, isn't he?
Yeah,
that's gonna be a tough one there with Keenan Allen out. But also, you bring up a good point here. Also, early in the season, the defenses aren't used to playing four quarters against these offenses. Last year, when we just take a look at Staley, they went on the road in Kansas City and beat them in game one by going for it repeatedly on fourth down. Staley, the one guy in the NFL that goes for it maybe a little bit too much on fourth down, but if you're betting a total, you have to love it because he understands field goals on the road against Kansas City aren't going to get the job done. Second game, I believe, went well into the 60s. I'm actually looking instead of a side, and I do think Kansas City wins this game, but 54.5 now. It's getting a little bit expensive, but they're going to be going for it repeatedly on fourth down both sides. Arrowhead earlier in the year, what are we going to get? 80 degrees. Not in November or December. What might be 30 degrees with some windy conditions. I think we're going over the total. If it stays around that 55 number, it's high, but I think it's good.
Are you going to the Philadelphia Eagle game on Monday?
I am not. K-Dub's going, though. Kevin Walsh will be in the building. I'm getting too old. I'm too old for that. I'm in bed by, like, 9:30, so at least I can watch the game from my bed.
I got to hand it to Walsh, Marantz. He's already, like, you and him are the Globetrotters of the network. He's doing wrestling and then Eagles. You're going to L.A.? He's got, like, a freaking tour company going on here. Got to give credit to Walsh.
Kevin Walsh has left Queens more in the last month than George Kurtz has left Long Island in 30 years.
You know what? That's actually true. That's fact.
I can't even laugh, it's true.
Yeah. I love Kurtz.
I gotta give credit to Kurtz. Kurtz has been to a baseball game this year and he went to see Motley Crue, Poison, and Def Leppard. He's pretty active. And he told me last night he's going to see The Who. He's going to see The Who at the new arena, the Islanders new arena.
Nice.
UBS.
You're inspiring everybody to get out of the house, Marenzi.
Yeah.
I'm gonna tell you this.
How is that line on FanDuel? I saw the Who's last tour. They told me it was the last tour in like 1986. Yes. I went to see it.
You know what, Moretti? Never the last tour.
Who's
never,
last tour?
Never. Never the last tour. Alimony, payments, bad deals. Hey, guys, you want to get it back together?
Scott Engel, who used to be at the network, God bless him. Man, this guy loves Kiss like nothing else. And Kiss were playing like MSG. He goes, Morenci, it's Kiss's last time in MSG. How are you not going? I said, last time? What are you kidding me? It was just like, it's like 10 years ago, same thing. 15, whatever.
Last time this year.
I said, dude, they're on tour in Argentina right now. Like, you know what I mean? Like, some of these guys, Ozzy was the best. Ozzy retired like 25 years ago or something. It lasted like 6 months, and his next record was called Retirement Sucks. See, that's how you handle it right there. Some of these people are just going to play until they die, like Tom Brady. He's like Tom Brady. All right, so there's been line move in this game, though, Donnie. Early money coming in on the Minnesota Vikings in this spot.
Tough one. I think it's going to be a tough game. But I think Minnesota's getting a little bit more respect than they should. And this coming from a Philadelphia guy where I thought the Eagles would really handle Detroit. Now at the end of the game, they didn't end up covering the line. But I do think the Eagles getting a little bit disrespected with that line around 1.5 right now. I look for good things for the Eagles on Monday night. I do. And also, 51.5 up from 47.5. That's getting a little pricey as well. Everybody loves themselves some overs here.
Yeah, I think, you know what? I think this is a toss-up. It's a tough football game to bet on, obviously. They're both good football teams. Yes. One of them's going to be 2-0. But with that being stated, I think that I think Minnesota are going to present a little bit of a difficult challenge for the Detroit. Look at what Detroit did on the ground, like with Swift and stuff. I get it. Like, yeah, Minnesota are going to be a challenge. I think there's going to be points put up on the board in this game. And speaking of Detroit, how the hell is Washington and Detroit?
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woohoo!
Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
Terms and conditions apply.
Not going to be a track meet. Both these teams are just going to go up and down the field on each other. The Lions are like a serious over football team this year, guys. They can't stop anything, and you're not going to be able to stop them. Their offense really is like pretty damn good.
Good.
As we saw, they stormed back. They just put 35 points up on the board. Should be the same thing against Washington this week.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Let's do this thing. It's game time decisions. I am Gabriel Morenci. We got Cam Stewart in the house. Donnie Wrightside joining us. We got a bunch of videos from week one and from the NFL and all kinds of stuff. But actually, get the Raiders Chargers tweet up, because the Chargers Twitter account is the best Twitter account in the NFL by far. Mm. If you guys remember in the summertime, they did the Japanese anime one where they made fun of everybody. Yeah. And they had like, it was like over the top. I was like, are you kidding me? This is what they tweeted after they beat the Raiders. There's Bobby from King of the Hill with the final score.
That's good.
Said if those kids could read, they'd be very upset.
Wow.
The Raider kids. Like it's not often you get an NFL team joking about child illiteracy, Donnie. I like it.
Roger Goodell stepping in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Roger Goodell. Remember that Urban Meyer getting a lap dance and stuff like that? I like that. Like, the Chargers
said, I will say this, though. That's a fan base online. I wouldn't want to poke that fan base too much, Brenzy. I told you, I know Raider fan and it's kid, like kicking strangers.
No, but they're right.
Stuff.
They're too stupid to read it. That's the point. They don't know.
Yeah. I get it. I'm just saying.
Speaking of Raiders, so you walked right into this one. Roll the damn Raider tape then. It's nothing like a Raider fan fighting So, get the Raider, up. So this is the thing too. I've been to a minute. This is Raider fan versus Raider fan. So check it out. This Raider guy fan. Just comes
in. Oh boy, slippery.
All right, watch the girl. Love Raider fan girlfriend. Boom, she gets dropped. Watch. Boom.
Oh no. that's crazy. Wow, she felt like a sack of potatoes. That's nuts. Hey, everyone's slipping and sliding.
This guy's just taking everyone to watch.
Look at
watch.
This guy's a punisher.
This guy's the medic.
That guy's the punisher.
Wow. The thing is, see, it's not Charger fans. People like tell me, like, oh, I'm scared. I don't want to go to a Raider game, man. I see these videos and stuff. I say they fight each other. Like, they don't like attack. Like, they're not going to punch you in the back of the head for wearing another jersey. Just don't make eye contact with them, though. That's the whole thing. Yeah. Like, look, there's Charger fans just standing around casually having a drink and stuff. You know, what do you think about this? Because guys, a lot of people are like, man, you can't hit a girl. What do you think, Donnie? Like, she's coming at the dude. She is a Raider girl, too. It's a little different. Like, I'm just being honest.
Yeah, did they get is there different rules for, like, Raiderettes over there? You know,
yes, maybe? Yes. But I got to tell you, I love the loyalty of a Raider girlfriend, Cam. Her man was the dude that was fighting. And word is, the guy in the black shirt had nothing to do with it. He decided start punching out other people that were fighting. People were fighting. There was a guy on the ground. Watch. He walks by. He just punches a guy in the face. And then he punches the other guy. Like, he's alone. He's not on any group, this guy in black. He just starts dropping people. Look.
They're fighting on ice. The slick surface. Be careful. A lot of spilled beer. Oh. Like, your guys are just sliding everywhere.
I got to tell you, this Raider girl is tough as hell. She ate two shots, dropped, got right back up, man. Look, watch. Yeah.
The best is the big fat guy that just rolls.
Yeah, we got the fat guy just went there.
He just rolled.
He's the best. Looks like he's fighting in jello, this guy. Look at this guy. Boom, there he goes again.
There you go, my legs don't work. Where's my legs? Get out of here.
He didn't even do nothing. He just rolled.
No, he's just...
Oh, that guy's the best. I still hit a woman. Even if a woman came at me like that, Francie, just everything I've learned, I try to hold her arms, but I wouldn't hit her. Like, I'd just be like, please get away from me. Like, just like to the side.
Yeah, but I'm just letting you know, while you're holding her arms, her boyfriend's going to smack you in the side of the head.
Oh, that's a good point. While I'm holding her arms, I'm getting a bottle over my head. Yeah, so maybe
you're going to be all nice. Point. You're dealing with a Raider fan here. Like, it's sort of like you're fighting for your life, Cam, in a stadium here, like at this point.
Yeah, it's not such. I don't know. That floor was very, very slippery too. A lot of slipping. Wow.
That's why I didn't like going alone the other night to that Bills Rams game, man. I went there walking. I'm like,
you always need a wingman.
All it takes the wrong group. You know, you've been to Eagles games, Donnie. You're under the wrong group.
Yeah.
Right. I cheered, but I never talked smack. I was like, oh, the Rams suck and stuff, right? Like, I just sort of, and I would, you know, at the end, we got a little bit louder. I can't lie. At the end of the game. All right. That's nothing but fun. We got more hijinks from NFL stadiums coming up a little bit later on. Ooh. All right, Donnie. So what about Buffalo and Tennessee? Too many points for you right now, or Buffalo on the going to kill everybody tour?
Yeah, if we're looking at the opening number was 51 on the total, then the 49.5. The Bills are a machine on offense. So if you enter in this game and you say you expect the Bills to get like at least 31 points on every NFL team, Tennessee can't come out and say, hey, 3 yards in a cloud of dust like they did in the first half versus the Giants and figure that the Giants couldn't score. You're going to have to return fire in this game. The Bills aren't stopping, so I think this game goes over the total. I do think it's a lot of points for week two, but that Bills offense, they're going to be moving against everybody this year, and I expect them to do it Monday night as well.
It's a lot of points, but when you really think about it, it's a touchdown and a field goal. It really isn't.
Yeah.
The Bills are going to win this game like 42-21.
It's going to be high scoring. Yeah.
They're going to smoke them. They won't let up. Like Donnie said, they won't let up. Tennessee's beaten them the last two times they played. That's the last 2 years. They don't like them.
That's the one.
And they blew a lead last year. Like, they're part of the screw you, F you, get the hell out of our way club. Trust me. I know the Bills. Like, they will not let up. Donnie, you just said it. They hung 31 on the board against the Rams in L.A., and they turned the ball over four times. What are they going to do at home in their home opener? They're cracking 40.
Yep.
They're cracking 40. I know you and I, Donnie, are feeling the same way about the Indianapolis Colts going to Jacksonville this week, and me and Cam were all over the Houston Texans plus the points last week, and I don't see any reason why not to go back and bet against the Indianapolis Colts again this week. They have not won a football game in Jacksonville since 2014.
Yeah, I don't love Jacksonville either in this game overall, or excuse me, I say on the season, but I like Jacksonville in this game getting the 4 points in this. I told you over the break, I'm not so sure you even need the points here. I think Jacksonville is going to be, as you said, very scrappy in this one. Also keep in mind, the Colts didn't play all that well on the road. Are they just going to, you know, get everything back together, then go back on the road for a second straight road game and sort of perform on offense? Because that wasn't a very good Texans defense that they faced. This is a way more talented Jacksonville team than the Houston team that they just played. And also keep in mind, cut their kicker today. New kicker coming in. That's never a good idea week two where snapper,
Buddy Holly,
they're not used to each other. Yeah, exactly. I can't believe he got cut, by the way. It's odd.
Rodrigo?
Roberto. Rodrigo.
He's got thick glasses, man.
I said it before. When you're a kicker and stuff like that, don't bring attention to yourself unless you're a star like McAfee and you're going to go make $2 billion.
Rodrigo
does.
You know what I mean, Cam? It's like, all right, listen, you and your goggles, you're done. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I used to get mad about Ryan Fitzpatrick's beard. He'd throw a pick and I'd see him twirling his beard on the sideline. I'd be like, dude, I swear to effing God, bro. Like if you don't shave this beard, like I'd be like, I was like Steinbrenner. I'm going to tell you, Cam, I'm thinking about it. Thinking the Moretti pick for the Shady Five could be the Jacksonville Jaguars.
Bold, you know what?
Out of the box, but that's how you win contests like this.
I have no problem with that pick. I'm on the Jags this week. I think they can win the game outright. And I also think Indianapolis is a team that's going to do damage late. I like what they did in that last fourth quarter. They came back against Houston. Took a little bit of while for Matty Ice to heat up. But there's issues. Donnie, you brought up a good point, too. Jacksonville, young stars getting better at home. A historic track record of beating this football team. I think if Indy wins, it's by like a squeaker. I can't believe it. Blackenship used to be like an all-pro, all-American at Georgia, man. Now he's done. Anyway, I like where you're going, Brentsy. I love those cats. Jaguars plus 4.5. Put it in. I endorse it. Let's go.
Donnie, one more football, NFL or college, before we squeeze in a couple of baseball.
Let's go NFL. Let's go NFL. Let's do it.
What are you looking at?
Oh, looking at me? Okay, yeah. Later in the day. Now, the Denver Broncos.
You're looking
later
at me?
On Sunday, right?
Yeah, I'm looking at you. Like, yes, I'm looking at you.
Houston Texans. Now, we saw the Houston Texans squeak by. Denver is going to be on a mission this week on offense. If they did not fumble inside the one, they blow Seattle off the map. I think they clean up their issues, and they really take Houston to task in the heat, in elevation here in week number two.
A little payback for the Denver Broncos. All right, Major League Baseball. Tonight. What are you looking at tonight, Donnie, on the diamond?
Bad baseball teams is where I'm going tonight. I got love this game, the total. The
Cam Houston, likes that.
That's it. Not you. I apologize.
Keep talking, Donnie. Keep talking.
The Rangers and your Oakland Athletics tonight. Two terrible pitchers on the mound in a game that nobody cares about, which means you're just going to be filling guys in the bullpen with the call-ups tonight. That game's going over 8.5 tonight. Two bad baseball teams matching up. They'll at least get to at least 4 runs and handle their business tonight. No question in my mind.
What, they sound like NHL Cup guys, Morenti. Well, look at these guys, Raggins and Waldichuk. Like, these guys.
Are they real? Are they real?
Names sound made up. Like,
mid-September.
That's not even your name.
Mid-September, Cam, Oakland and Texas. It's rough finding arms.
It is.
It sure is. Now, I'm with Donnie. 8.5 with Raggins and Waldichuk all day, all night. Yeah, I like the old.
That's a good point.
Yep. Yep.
All the hitters should be fired if they don't score a bunch of runs tonight, huh?
Exactly.
I guess that's the way.
Exactly.
It's a way of looking. What about these 6:40 baseball games coming up? You guys like anything? Cam, you've got, the Angels and the Guardians. It's still scoreless in a second here right now. Donnie, your Phillies and the Marlins.
Yeah.
Alcantara here. And what do you think about this game, actually, with the Phillies?
Is that a cheap price? Look, the Marlins are horrendous on offense. I understand that. But for a minus 124 price here on the Marlins with Alcantara on the mound, Falter has been a little bit better. But if you're looking to just take the bullpens out of us, go Alcantara, Falter straight up, maybe first 5 innings bet here on the Marlins makes some sense.
It's another last name that's not good, right, for a pitcher or an athlete. Falter.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? they're also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Who's kicking the ball tonight?
You ever noticed, Cam?
I'm taking
always the ball. Like these negative names. How come no one's ever like last name? Success.
Yeah. Exactly. Winner.
Thanks, Donnie.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Game Time Decisions continues. I am Gabriel Morenci, kicking it with a Ranger Redhead. Cam Stewart, let's do this thing. Thanks to Donnie Wrightside for joining us. We're just taking a look ahead at the National Football League action week 2. We're dropping the puck in 24 days' time. That's right. 24 days' time, we're playing NHL hockey. Cam says, what, preseason? I said, no, regular.
I was like, what? It kind of snuck up on me there. I like hockey as much as the next guy, but like, geez, I'm just getting into the NFL here. Slow down, NHL.
Preseason Cam starts next Saturday. Not this Saturday, but next Saturday.
We'll be all over
I think it's the 24th. You will be all over it, won't you?
Yeah, well, we did good last year with preseason. I like preseason betting. Fun.
Yeah, we did all right, actually. If you recall, we kind of picked our spots. We didn't go crazy with it, right? That's the thing. You got to sort of like, you know, you got to isolate a few teams. I think that's the best way you bet this preseason stuff. Like, if you're following a few teams closely, you'll kind of know, you know, the ins and outs of the camp. But preseason NHL and preseason NBA is not something that I've been massively into over the years, Cam. And that's saying something for me and you. I can't speak for you, but I'm saying, like, because we bet everything, as you know. It's sort of the same thing with, like, preseason baseball. I don't bet a lot of preseason baseball.
I would say out of all the sports, I bet preseason baseball the least. You probably bet NBA, NHL. Like, we bet NFL the most and NHL and NBA. Preseason baseball, we dabble. But remember we had a time where we're taking the Oilers and this and that. Like, we were really starting to get into rhythm with the hockey because we were knowing what guys are getting called up, the third string goalie, this and that, the situation, the travel. It worked last year. It worked because we were smart about it. Like, you know, we picked our spots and it worked.
Listen, in every preseason, there's always going to be a couple of teams that get hot. You know, that's what I tell people all the time. Like, strategy, like, okay, what's the strategy of, like, preseason baseball? It's like, well, I don't know, whatever. It doesn't matter. If it's the Pittsburgh Pirates and they're 7-2, I mean, they're going to have a good camp. Just ride it out with them, right? Just sort of, you know, you sort of blindly ride it out. But there's so much going on in the real world. We won't need to be betting on the preseason hockey.
That's true.
That's the way I look at it, right? Like, there's just... if there was nothing else going on, then I'd bet every damn game, Cam. You know what I mean? But there's so much else going on.
Renzi, you know, and we'll speak to you in 21 days when me and you got NHL preseason bets.
Yeah, we're gonna find out.
Yeah, we will.
I know.
I already know how this movie goes. We will. Like, we're not gonna bet like the whole damn slate, but we're gonna have picks. Like,
yeah,
I know
we will. We're gonna end up with 2 or 3 picks a night. We're gonna go over the slate and go, oh, we like this, we like that. Yeah.
Yes. Correct. Exactly. Right. We can't lie.
I can't. Just, and I'll bet the NBA preseason as well. I can't.
Of course you will. Of course you will. Like, it's just, that's what we do. Yes.
Hey, the Celtics. Celtics are playing the Raptors in Montreal, actually. It's sold out in 9 minutes. How do I not bet the Raptors back in Montreal that night? Right. So stuff like that. All right. So as far as the NFL is concerned, there's some games I like, but we were talking about, all right, like, what are the best of the best, you know, if we're playing for big money here. You brought it up, Cam. The Chargers are up to 4.5 right now, so there's been some line movement. FanDuel right now, Kansas City Chiefs, -4.5, total 54.5. The Lions and the Commanders, I think the Lions are going to win the game. But
so do I.
But we're betting on the Lions to win a game. We're not even getting points. Like, they got to win a damn game. Know. So that's, you know, when you get into that territory, that's not something you'd want to put in a contest, I don't think. Like, I like it, but I'm like, yeah, I don't know, you know what I mean? I love the over that game, 49.5. It's going to be a track meet. The Jets and the Browns is 5.5 right now. It's a 40 and a half. Yeah, it's just a train wreck game that I won't bet. This next one I like, and it's coming down. I wish we were getting like 3-4, but whatever. That's Tampa Bay and New Orleans. I like these divisional matchups, Cam, because there's a lot of history between the teams. There's something to work off of, and history will repeat itself. Look at Miami and New England last week. The Patriots are 2-8, their last 10 trips to Miami. Make it 2-9 now. They don't win there. Look at Tampa Bay with New Orleans. Brady even brought it up after the game. He goes, yeah, it was nice to win in week one, but he goes, now we play a team that we haven't done too good against. Exactly. And that's New Orleans. New Orleans is going to be ready for the Bucs, bro. Like I like the Saints a lot. We're getting 2.5. I think the Giants are going to beat the Panthers. I think they're going to live up to it.
That game I do not like. You know what? I'm gonna get. I don't want to give you the old direct tweet message.
No. I'm not putting it in.
That was the best today.
No.
So we get on the site. Paul Bovey's got a little broom avatar. We're all having fun. I'm like, here are my leans: Saints, Lions, Cowboys, Patriots. You're like, Cowboys. No, LOL. We're not doing and the Patriots, man, these guys suck. Bovey chimes in. I'm like, whoa. Tough crowd. Tough crowd. Here. I thought we were all going to be nice to each
Cam
other.
Cam just responds, tough crowd. Tough crowd.
That's all I said. We'll talk later.
I nearly fell off my chair when I saw the Cowboys. I was like, Cowboys? I'm like, God, no.
Yeah. I'm going to tell you, I actually like the Cowboys this week. Cincinnati, 7.5. 7.5. Like, come on,
I'll tell you something. I think, you know, I'm going to, whatever you want to do, you're going to do. I'll tell you something, though. I'm not sure Cooper Rush is that much worse than Dak Prescott.
Yes, Gabe. I know it's very, it's fine. Like, I'm in the oven with you.
Exactly.
It's hot.
Yeah. But you like it's it? But like, I know what you're saying. Sort of like Geno and Russell Wilson. We told people, Geno's not a better quarterback than Russell Wilson. Who won the game last night? Thing is with Dak, yeah, he's better. He's more athletic and everything than Cooper, but
whatever.
Cooper can move the ball. Like Cooper, you know what? They'll simplify things. Boom, bing, bang. You know what I mean?
You know what,
Cooper Rush doesn't really suck. I wouldn't have him as my backup, but I'm just saying, okay, we're getting 7.5 points. It's not as big of a drop-off as people think. And that's what I'm saying. The only thing is they sucked with Dak Prescott in the lineup last week.
Oh, I know.
But on the other side is, I do think Parsons and these guys could terrorize that Bengals offensive line. Right? I do believe that.
Listen, Morency, I'm going to tell you this. That's the thing. That line is going to be inflated because of the Dak Prescott situation. Cooper Rush will be fine. I actually think it's going to be nice. It's going to be a different feel with him. Also, Pollard, they know. Ezekiel Elliott, dude, go raving. Go grab some glow sticks and get out of the way. It's Pollard time. We're getting 7.5 points, and everybody's, Dallas was so bad against Tampa Bay. Well, you know what? Their defense held them to 19 damn points. Cincinnati looked pretty sloppy in that game. They lost to Pittsburgh. I'm just saying. I'm not using it as the contest pick yet.
It's a lot of points to lay on the road.
I have that game
points,
circle.
Yeah.
Yes. I think it's – I like it. Dallas. Like, I know I'm going to get laughed at, but, you know, that's just
– No. And the more I look at it, just it's a lot of points, and – the thing is, like you said, there's going to be this Cooper Rush type of thing, and they should have a better backup quarterback. But the thing is, you and I both know, man, we know Cooper Rush. Bro, I was telling someone this the other day. They said, Cooper Rush, this. And I said, listen, I'd have a better backup. I said, he's not a scrub. Like, you remember, the guy threw for like 600 yards in the Bahamas Bowl, like set a record that day. He played for Central Michigan, played in some big games. Like, he wasn't... They were good when he was there. Remember, it wasn't a drop-off from Dan LeFever. Cooper Rush kept it going, bro. Like, he's not a guy that's never thrown a pass. Like, you know what I mean? And we know this because you guys know I follow Central Michigan. So does Cam, and we follow the Mac. So he's not like an idiot. You know what I mean? I'm going to give him that's one thing that it's like people are sort of like, he's not Ben DiNucci. Like, we have a much better chance with Cooper Rush covering a spread than with DiNucci Pizza, Cam.
Yes, we do. And the thing is,
is it delivery or is it DiNucci?
Yeah, exactly. Is it DiGiorno, Delicio, DiNucci? I don't know what the hell it is. All I know is I like 7.5 points. And I'll say something, Joe Burrow. That's the thing that the Dallas guys, Gabe, Parsons and all those guys, that offensive line, sure, the Bengals fixed it, but it might take a while for them to gel. Like, he's going to have to get out that ball quick. I'm just telling you. I like Dallas, and I know that's a really hard thing to say coming out of my mouth, but I do. I like
it's contrarian. I don't mind. And one thing I'll say too with Donnie, Donnie said he thinks Denver play angry and all this. I wouldn't lay 9.5 with Denver here. I don't trust them at all.
Out of all the big favorites, who do you like the most? Like, that's the question. The Bills? 9.5
The Bills.
Look at all the 9.5s. Packers 9.5 versus Bears. Bills 9.5 versus Texans. Broncos 9.5 versus Texans. Wow, man. Oh, my God. San Fran 9.5. There's four freaking games at 9.5.
Right, up to 9.5 now. Wow. Oh, yeah, and the Rams. Yeah, 10.5. Yeah, you know what? I'd say the Falcons could be in some trouble here.
Yes.
Like, the Rams were not happy after that game. Like, McVay, like, you think, oh, they won the Super Bowl. Like, he was really, I've never seen him like that almost.
You're right.
He was like, I'm embarrassed. That was humiliating. This is my fault. I didn't have us prepared. He goes, that was a disgrace. Like, he was like, but he blamed himself. He didn't throw the players. He was like, that was a disgrace. Yeah. He goes, I clearly didn't do my job properly. Like, he was rattled, Cam. I was like, wow, take it easy, coach.
No, I've never seen that. No, you're right.
Just one game. You saw him? He was lit up, bro.
Yeah, I know. He's like me.
I don't know how.
His face went purple like me. Like, he looked like he had, like, that's what I look like when I drink a lot of red wine. He was pissed, man. And I'll tell you something.
You can tell.
Yeah, I know.
I didn't do a good job. Like, yeah.
I feel bad. Like, the Falcons are walking into a buzzsaw this week.
Yeah, yeah, that's going to be tough. Aaron Donald's going to, like, punish Mariota. Mariota might get hurt. Might be Desmond Ridder.
It's hard to lay that many points.
I'm not even saying
that.
I know. I don't trust them enough. Rams, I'm just saying it could be ugly. Yeah. I guess the Jamal Adams being out, it's up to 9.5 here. No, you can't trust the Niners like 9.5 points.
No, you can't.
They lost Elijah Mitchell, too. The Niners will be happy to win this damn game. And I'll tell you, Cam, I don't know if I need to tell you, but for people tuning in, Cam, Seahawk fan, bro, this has been incredibly one-sided, this rivalry. Dude, the Seahawks beat the Niners last year when you guys sucked.
I know.
Remember you beat them last year when they sucked? Like, so look at this. The Seahawks are 7-3 their last 10 trips to the Bay Area. They're 15-5-1. The last 21 times these teams have played, San Francisco only covered 5 of them. And now you're like 9.5 points with Trey Lance? Really?
I'm telling you, Gabe. We had a big talk about it last night. I'm going to tell you, that 49ers locker room, think about this. The Jimmy G insurance policy, if this guy doesn't turn it around by week 3 or 4, there's going to be factions.
A mutiny.
Jimmy G brought, and think about it. Jimmy G brought these guys to the Super Bowl. They don't have time to wait on Lance. They still got to deal with the Rams and other things. This is a bad situation brewing. Even Vince was talking about it as a Niner fan last night. He was listening to San Francisco talk radio. It's like the same thing. It's like, it's not this kumbaya feel. Like, Lance has to
be. Well, that's the thing, Cam.
The game was in a monsoon, but he's got to be better. And Jimmy G.
No, but they all need to be better. They had 12 penalties. The defense wasn't good. It was a complete collapse by the 49ers. But you are right as far as Lance didn't have the best camp. So then Shanahan had the meeting with the captains on the team, and he told them, listen, we need you to be supportive of him, like, publicly and practice, etc. He's our guy, right? But as I was talking to people, and as you hear the same thing out of the Bay Area, is that, you know, the players are going to say, he's your guy.
Yes.
He's your guy. Like, you're the one that is forcing this on us. Not like, you know what I mean? We're not throwing him under the bus. You're sort of forcing this upon us. We're a good team. He's holding us back. But the thing is, it's one game. And let's not remember, Jimmy G, they drafted this kid for a reason. I love, like, the revision of history. People acting like Jimmy G was Joe Montana or something now, right? It's just, it is what it is. I think Trey Lance will be fine, Cam, but even though I think he's going to be fine, it doesn't mean I want to lay 9.5 points with this kid.
Exactly.
Geno is a covering machine, bro.
The best was Kevin Harlan last night. And in Seattle, they're raining Geno. Geno. Geno on the radio. I was dying.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. Funny thing about being fast, you end up waiting a lot. First to show up, first in line, then just waiting. Me, I rev up Chumba Casino. With over 200 social casino games, no slow lanes here. Why sit around when you can spin? I'm already racing. Your turn. Play for free at ChumbaCasino.com. That's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, let's do this thing. We're on the clock right now. We've got some baseball coming up in a couple of moments time. More than a fair price with Jacob DeGrom on the hill here tonight. It's only it's only minus 460. Yeah, I'm going to lay 4,600 to win a dime, Cam.
Exactly. Imagine that. Ooh, the Mets are sweating out a tight one tonight.
Yeah.
No, no, no.
Hey, minus one and a half is minus 184.
That's ridiculous, man. Yeah. Can't even parlay it. It's
too. You trust the Yankees tonight? The Yankees with Cole on the hill?
No.
Isn't that total a little high? They can't hit. It's 8.5. The Cole and the Red Sox?
I think you're onto something. Know what I did, Morency? I know this line's gone up. I parlayed the Jays and the Twins to plus 138. I'm also going to take the Jays minus 1.5. I know they lost today, but Tampa's used a lot of arms in this series. So I got a feeling the Jays are going to – that's the thing. They're running out of arms. And Manoah's on the hill. Like, it's kind of a statement game. They won the first in comeback fashion. Then they lost today in the first leg of the doubleheader. I think they win tonight.
All right. Here's the big-time, big-city special. The Los Angeles Dodgers and the New York Mets parlayed together.
Ooh.
Minus 128. I'm getting DeGrom and Kershaw, minus 128.
That's wow. I thought it'd be like $2. They're minus 460, for God's sake.
It's not bad. Minus 128.
Shocking, actually. Yeah, I got no problem with that.
Like the Mariners later. That Mariners-San Diego game, bro, that's going under, bro. That's going to be like scoreless in the seventh inning, Cam. Gilbert and Darvish tonight?
Yeah, probably. Oh, yeah. Yes, yes. What a game. That's going to be a great baseball game. I'm going to watch. That's the game. That's the night special right there. Beautiful game. White Sox, if the Rockies, not. Yeah,
thinking about going to an M's playoff game, Cam, actually.
Yeah, I know. I was talking to Darsh about it last night, how much he like hates the Blue Jays and wants Seattle to beat their ass and stuff. And Vince were just sitting there looking at him with veins popping out of our heads. It was a good, nice night, though.
Darsh is sitting there telling about the Jays. Yeah. Why is he and Vince probably
help the Mariners play. Help the Mariners play the Jays.
Good thing Vince likes you. Good thing Vince likes you, because otherwise, you'd be a problem.
Yeah, he was steaming.